Welcome everyone. This is an emergency meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council, September 19th, 2024. We are continuing to be under a state of emergency. We're under a state of emergency as proclaimed earlier this week on Monday, and tonight we will. A couple things will happen. We'll let anybody will speak from public comment, and then we're going to go into closed session for attorney-client privilege, and then we'll come back. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, we are discussing a contract for debris removal. It's what the meeting's for, and that is because we didn't want it to have to sit on the curb till our next October meeting. So this is to approve a contract. Or discuss and approve a contract tonight. So our first or our only person signed up is Mr. Brian Jones. So Mr. Jones, if you would.
Just sit here.
Yes, sir.
Is that good?
Yes, sir. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I live on 114 Fifth Avenue South, and I just wanted to go on record with Curry Beach, the council, and everyone that. And that you know that, and you know that you definitely got a storm drain problem, and that I like for everyone to be aware and try to come up with some solutions. I know it's not going to be an overnight thing, but this is something that's gone on since before. Fran and Floyd and the hurricanes, those hurricanes, and that's 20-something years ago, going toward 30. And the lack of storm drains in the older area is sad. It's really sad because I went from I to K today on Fifth Street, and it's just my street now. That there's not but two storm drains, and one's before you get to K on Fifth, and the other one's on the other side of K, north of that. So, and for someone to say they clean these storm drains, there's no way, because the one closest to my house, 40 feet or so, has got steel bar in concrete. That's how old. I feel sure that's probably one of the first storm drains that's ever put in. And there's no way that you could clean from there to the one across K to start with. I just think the town has gone, they built all these beautiful buildings and are still building them. And everybody, every time you mention something about money, they've got grants. So it's time for y'all to get grants for them, your water, the drain, stored drain. And it's time to do it now. It's not time to wait another 20 years. And I just think you've got to have more money in your account with this parking for the last few years than Curry Beach has ever known about. And I'm not trying to ask where it goes. I don't care. I just need to take care of your problems and your people in town before you go build anything else.
All right, Mr. Jones, we're going to address some of our issues with our stormwater. We'll give a broader report at our next council meeting, to hopefully we have some things in the works. We have an evaluation of the south end of town getting ready to start, and so we hope to give some be able to give some more answers and stuff.
Okay, if you mention to use the same people that you've always had for this,
well,
you need to get rid of
okay.
and get you somebody new.
All right.
Because anybody. If you walk over there between Fifth Street and Settlers and look in that ditch and see what you've got there, you added two pipes from Beachwalk, and you put in a new pipe across here to go to the ditch, and you didn't increase the size.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your comments.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you for your comments, sir. Anybody else want to say anything? Yes, sir. Name and address, I'm sorry.
DJ Peterson, 214 Fort Bishop Boulevard North. I agree. I think the other thing, just a longer term, that obviously you could think about is reducing the impervious surfaces requirement. You've got height requirements, limits, right? And what you're seeing, apropos what the gentleman just said, is older houses are being replaced by big new houses. The older houses typically are small and have grass all around them. And so I think that's what we're seeing just north of K Avenue is all that impervious surface. So yes, we get more rain, but we also have less.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
Yes, sir. Make a motion to go into closed session for attorney-client privilege per North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 to consult with the town attorney on a contract matter.
I'll second.
I have a motion.
Second.
A3.
Okay.
That's the right one, right?
I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And folks, we will be back. I've entertained a motion to go back in open session.
Make a motion to come back in open session.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Attorney, you want to do anything?
I completely forgot. During the closed session, counsel and the attorney discussed various legal matters. No votes were taken, no actions were taken. Thank you.
Okay.
So then on the discussion from the closed session was regarding contracts with two contractors. We're using vendors that Carolina Beach has just done RFPs with in the early spring. And per FEMA guidelines, when you do debris removal, it's very very regulated on how that works. And we want to make sure Curie Beach can be reimbursed if the federal government was to declare a state of emergency, which we're hoping they will, based on what's happened. The contracts, one is for a monitoring company, which monitors every load of debris, both for type and for amount, and that's required so FEMA knows where it came from all the way to the landfill and what it is. So there's basically four types of debris that you talk about when you're talking about debris. Actually, there's six, I guess, but there's vegetative debris, there's construction and demolition debris, there's basically white goods like your appliances, refrigerators, dishwashers, and then there's electronic debris. All of these have to be segregated. And then there's hazardous waste debris like paint cans, oil cans, and stuff like that. And so this contract would cover all of those. The town is working to make sure we separate those, and the first communication went out the day before yesterday. The goal is to approve that, the contract for both monitoring and pickup, so both contracts tonight. And then those contracts are at the state level being reviewed right now. State Emergency Management is the one that recommends to FEMA to reimburse us. So they are looking at the contract as well. The council and the attorney has went through the contract. And then my recommendation, and I'll make a motion in just a second unless there are any questions, is that council approve this for the mayor to sign with the understanding that the state approves the contract language.
And let's be specific, we're talking about two contracts, one with Roston Solutions LLC for the monitoring, and one with CTC Disaster Response for the debris removal.
I'll make sure my motion has that. So any questions from council or other comments?
Yeah, we need to make it very clear that this is a job as magnitude is big to get the town cleaned up as quickly and as efficiently as possible. This is just the way our staff does not have the equipment or the manpower to do this. So this is a typical way of handling a storm damage removal. So. Mm-hmm.
David, you want to amplify a little bit further on the type of debris you picked up? Are we separating or not separating?
Yeah, so we are separating. My initial communication is still correct, and we'll send out some more tomorrow. We do not want hazardous waste sitting on the side of the road while we're waiting for contractors. So we're going to do that separately. We'll figure that out and communicate it separately. Yard debris needs to be separated, and we're discussing whether the town's going to pick that up or not. In this particular storm, there was not that much vegetative debris, and the town, we believe, can handle that, but I'll work with the Public Works Director tomorrow to confirm that. The construction demolition debris is the largest part, and there will be quite a bit of that. And then, at least in Hamby Beach, I believe there will be white good debris as well.
Several things that you
have. Yeah, refrigerators. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of that like there was during Hurricane Fran, because the power outages took out basically everything, all the food support in the freezers and refrigerators, and so all the refrigerators ended up the week after the storm out at the curb. I don't believe that's a problem because we didn't have that much power outages during this event. But the houses that flooded more than 4 feet, I'm sure there's going to be some refrigerators, some stoves, some dishwashers, et cetera. So those two are the main focus. The contract allows us to do the others, and if we figure that out tomorrow, we will communicate that appropriately. But the electronics and the hazardous waste, I'm talking with a company on will we just set up a trailer at Town Hall and have people bring that here, because that can fit in their car and they can easily get it there, instead of leaving it on the side of the road to create a hazard for the public. Did that answer the question?
Okay. Thank you. Are you going to include in your letter, maybe I missed it in the last one, regarding making sure that the people put it on the right of way?
Yes.
Okay.
We will. Yep. That's another key point for the public. FEMA and the state of North Carolina both require that debris be picked up from public property, not private property. That's the right-of-way in Curie Beach, so you just don't leave it in your property line. Put it on the right-of-way. Put it up to the road, and then all of our streets have right-of-way, which goes, some people think it's their property all the way to the street, but it's not really. There's a right-of-way there, and that's where it needs to go. And that's because of federal and state guidelines on paying for a pickup on private property.
You had today, I was talking to the Robertsons. They said they were picking up Kotex and tampons downtown.
Okay.
Church Street.
I'm not surprised.
Let's don't get off track.
If they put them in trash cans, we're still picking up trash, and we'll get to it as fast as we can. I mean, we had to get the contracts, then we had to get the lawyer review and approval, which I appreciate both the finance officer and the town attorney for working through the contract issue. It's a pretty big lift in a pretty short amount of time. And then we've met with both contractors. We feel comfortable with them. So anything else?
No, you're ready for motion.
I'm ready for motion.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we give the mayor authority to sign contracts with CTC for debris removal and pickup, and Roston for monitoring as required by FEMA and state guidelines, and for him to execute that when the state has approved the contracts with these. Their state review is completed and approved the contracts for these two vendors.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.